I'd like to formally welcome you, the members of the gallery and press, to this special council meeting. My name is Councillor David Bell and I'm the Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire Council. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we meet today and pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge the citizens of the Surf Coast Shire. I'll now ask all councillors to please stand while Councillor Smith recites the pledge on behalf of all councillors.
As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the wellbeing of our community and environment.
Thank you. Are there any apologies for this meeting?
Yes, Mr Mayor. Councillor Wellington and Councillor Goldsworthy are both apologies.
Thank you. Can I have a mover to accept those apologies? Thank you, Councillor Coker. Thank you, Councillor Duke. Would all those in favour? Motion is carried. Are there any declarations of conflicts of interest for the item on the agenda tonight? No. We now move to public question time. Public question time runs for 30 minutes prior to consideration of the formal agenda by council. We consider questions received with notice first, followed by questions without notice from the gallery. If anyone from the gallery would like to ask a question, please fill in the public question time form and pass this to the CEO, Mr. Keith Bailey. This is not an opportunity for debate, only two questions are to be asked per person. I think we have 9 questions in total on notice, and I will ask Michael Tucker to come forward with his question, please.
Thank you. Come up there.
Come up to the microphone, please. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. So here I'm asking whether, as I understand it, the smaller a wind farm becomes, the more uncompetitive it becomes. So I'm asking here in a total life cycle cost perspective, whether it's been costed against the average cost of power into the grid as to be worthwhile for society.
Mr. Pike.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, just sorting out my notes. One of the important points to answer your question in a slightly roundabout way is to help the gallery understand the submission that's been developed. And submission has been developed noting that council's neither an expert in wind farms, nor is it the body that's responsible for making the decision on the proposal. So where possible, we've tried to identify the issues that have been raised by the community and making them known to the Minister, and then taking positions on things that Council does feel it's positioned to take a position on. This starts to get into technical territory, and we'd certainly hope it's the kind of thing that would be taken into account by the Minister and by the Department in considering the proposal. But on that basis, Council hasn't formed a view on this kind of matter, and that doesn't form a part of the submission. And wherever these issues are being raised, we are encouraging people to make those views known to the Minister and to the Department so they can consider it as they undertake the assessment.
Thank you, Mr. Pike.
Am I allowed to make a comment? No?
Well, not really an opportunity for debate.
No, that's right. That's right.
But
thank you.
No, there isn't a second question. Thank you. Now, Jacqueline White, if you could come forward with your questions, please.
Well, good evening. For those of you I haven't met before, my name's Jackie White and I live in Warri along with my husband and my 2 children. We are a property which is directly south of the proposed site, about 1.3 kilometres to the nearest turbine, but our property does border the host property owners. And our home is self-sufficient, so we're completely off the power grid. So clearly supportive of renewable energy, so our issues around this proposal relate very much to the placement. I guess I've studied at length the council submission, and I understand very clearly that the council is not the decision maker in terms of this submission, but rather just making a submission to the minister. And I have a couple of questions that I guess relate to the submission, where I think the potential issues haven't been dealt clearly enough. And I guess my first question is, within the submission and specifically within the location-specific consideration, It doesn't include any conversation or commentary around lifestyle properties to the south. So I guess will the council acknowledge and include lifestyle properties to the south in the submission?
Mr. Pike.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for the question, Jackie. The submission does try to make a general point that this is something of an interface location between sort of a general clustering of lifestyle properties more to the east, and then when you go west you hit broadacre farming. I think the point is quite reasonable about there are some lifestyle properties to the south of the site. So if council were to modify its submission, there is a section within the submission 2A where there are particular impacts to lifestyle properties, not just to the east, to the south. So perhaps that's something council could consider in its debate.
Thank you, Mr. Pike.
Thanks, Chris. My second question was, the council haven't detailed in their submission that the Inverleigh Wind Farm will be built on a National Trust listed site of aesthetic, Indigenous and cultural significance. So I guess I'm wondering, does this mean that the Surface Coast Shire Council will endorse the obliteration of National Trust listed sites which have Indigenous cultural and aesthetic significance on the regional level?
Mr. Pike.
Through you again, Mr. Mayor, and thanks for the second question, Jackie. You're quite right, the submission doesn't explicitly address the matter of National Trust listing of the Barrabool Hills area. We do understand that the National Trust intends to make its own submission. There is suggestion in the submission that the topography and the weather of that particular site does lend itself to the placement of a wind farm. We probably wouldn't go as far as suggesting that the submission suggests an endorsement of the obliteration of any significant sites, though.
Thank you, Mr. Pike. Thank you, Jackie. Andrew Mushmet, would you come forward, please?
I'd like to thank Council for being able to table concerns of the Ngawari community for those that are proposed to live around the Inverleigh Wind Farm. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank those councillors who were able to come out and visit the site and view the situation firsthand. The Ngawari Community Association has voiced its concerns about the health and wellbeing effects, but those have not been included within the submission. Does the Surf Coast Shire Council acknowledge the health and wellbeing effects, both physical and psychological, wind farms have on communities close to them?
Mr. Pike.
Through you again, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Andrew, for the question. Just a point of context before I go to the specifics of the question. So the submission has tried to summarise community points of view, and that's come from the likes of the Ngawari Community Association and other people too, even though Council hasn't actually undertaken its own consultation process. We do acknowledge as officers that in trying to summarise that range of views, we may not express things exactly as some would like. We may have omitted some matters, and that we might state some views and others have very different views to those which are stated. Specifically on the health and wellbeing issue, the listing of views isn't exhaustive, but it does state a couple of things that we did hear from the community, specifically concerns about things such as infrasound, shadow flicker, and also that the stress that has been cited by those in the immediate area as a result of not just this current proposal, but the proposal of some years ago. We do think that DELP will receive submissions from a number of people on health and wellbeing issues. Council deliberately hasn't sought to analyse those issues, but we have by trying to capture both health and wellbeing and other issues in those list of community views, bring the department and the minister's attention to the fact that these are strong views held by a variety of people in the community, not least those who live in the immediate area.
Thank you. Council have voiced the state government's renewable energy target of 25%. Renewable energy by 2020, seven times, if I counted correctly, in the preamble and the appendix, which is the proposed submission to government. But throughout the entire presentation does not once mention the Council's objectives towards community health and wellbeing. In fact, there's no mention of the potential health effects and wellbeing of the people living close to Inverleigh Wind Farm. Does the Serf Coast Shire Council value the health and wellbeing of its citizens located close to the Inverleigh Wind Farm, and how will this be conveyed to DELP?
Mr. Pike.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's a sort of challenging area for Council. As officers, we're fairly accustomed to facing or being faced with proposals that have quite a range of impacts on a different range of people, and quite clearly for some those impacts can be extremely negative, and health and wellbeing can be one of those components. We're recognising that Council's not the decision-making authority in this particular instance, but we have hope that the way that we've formed the submission does provide an indication of, or does provide a balanced representation of the issues in play. We understand that the Minister and the Department will ultimately delve in greater detail into all of those issues in its own assessment. We did consider the option of staying silent on community views, particularly given we weren't running our own consultation process. However, we thought the importance of actually drawing the Minister and the Department's attention to the fact that there are some very strong views and some important points for them to consider, we did feel it was important to bring that into the submission, and so consequently we tried to provide a balanced but almost by definition an incomplete list of the issues that people have concerns around.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Warwick Peel, would you come forward with your questions, please?
Thank you. Thank you. Myself and my family own property right beside the application of the wind farm. I guess, first of all, I'd like to thank the councillors and officers who did come out as well, and I thought that was very much appreciated that we had the opportunity and time for you to take that on board, so I really appreciate that. I guess from the point of view of this wind farm proposal, this wind farm proposal's been going on now for some 15, probably 16 years, potentially, on how this is going to end up. And then it flows into the question, given that the Winchelsea wind farm was proposed around 2008 and this time is likely to be around until 2023, is it fair that the residents will have to be... Is it fair residents will have to live with the uncertainty and fear for the next, for 15 years? Because basically, if this gets approved in the next 6 months or whatever it may be, they've got 5 years before they need to do anything, and that's no different than where we were last time. And last time, if I could just say that when the permit was put in, renewable energy was quite new back then, and there wasn't a huge amount of people at that time who probably objected or whatever. I would say at this particular time, our whole community, up to at least 5 km, if not have all objected in the form of signing a petition form, will actually write a petition about this. That's why everyone in our community is so intense around this, that basically we are going to have to put up with this for another 5 years if this goes ahead. I would have loved the council have to come out and said, we do support renewable energy, absolutely. In fact, we all do. In fact, all our residents in our community do. But on this occasion, with the issues that we've all seen and felt, we don't believe this is the right site. That's what I would have rather you... That's not the question, I appreciate that, but that's what I would have rather the council have said, because at the moment, I think the way it's been portrayed is that you're pushing renewable energy at the cost of the residents in the area. I apologise, that's not the question, but that's how we feel. So, thank you.
Mr. Pike.
Mr. Mayor, I'll keep it short, because we don't want to dilute the frustration of the of Warwick. I would just draw councillors' attention to the fact that the neighbouring landowners have cited the stress that this has caused them. Again, not just because of this current proposal, but the experience with the previous proposal. So that is covered in the submission, but beyond that, I think the frustrations that Mr. Peel's sharing are probably there for council to consider as they debate the matter this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Pike. Do you care to ask your second question, Warren?
Thanks very much. The wind farm developer are enforcing buffer zones onto non-stakeholder properties, which significantly limits the property usage of our neighbours. Will the council include a request to DWELP to include buffer zone is maintained on the stakeholder's property?
Thank you.
Through the chair. Yeah, just for your own information, of the 17 vacant lots within or partly within the 1 kilometre buffer, 15 are greater than 80 hectares and therefore may be used for a dwelling without requiring a planning permit. So they don't even have to lodge a permit with council in those situations. The two lots that are less than 80 hectares individually would exceed 80 hectares if they're consolidated and they are in a common ownership. So once again, that one can be used for a dwelling. Most of the lots covered by the buffer have some land outside of the buffer on which a dwelling could theoretically be located, but siting options are constrained if the owner wishes to respect the buffer that is there. Our submission does, however, raise this as a concern of the residents.
Thank you, Mr. Salan. Thank you, Warwick.
Thank you.
Lou Warland, would you come forward with your question, please?
I didn't bring the question, excuse me, sorry. I didn't know that it was actually accepted by the time frame.
All right.
Do you still want me to come up there?
I think we have.
Happy to assist, Mr. Mayor, if that might help the gallery in the meeting. Lou, if I could paraphrase your question, because the councillors have certainly been provided with that. And this relates to the Australia's Administrative Appeals Tribunal finding from December last year. That's the correct. Given that councillors will have received this from Lou, this actually... It covers matters in relation, or findings in relation to noise annoyance caused by wind turbines and the impact on people's health and well-being, and conclusions that the World Health Organization have drawn regarding the effects of wind farms on the health of populations. Is a broad summary.
Very broad. I think more to the point, the tribunal found that the current measuring, which has only been done in the DPA, is not sufficient. And that the infrasound and low frequency noise, they've found that it has a plausible pathway to effect. And I mean, a precedent has been set. This is already provided by you.
So, Mr. Mayor, there's
Mr. Pike.
There's not a precise question in there, but it kind of falls into the same category as the Michael Tucker's questions. We start to get into technical matters. I really would encourage you to make this information known and provide that in a submission independently of council to the department. Council, as I've previously said, as not being the decision-making authority here, has pointed out that independent submissions will be made and that we hope that DELP will take those matters into account. But Council will receive that information.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Mr. Pike. Are there any questions without notice? I don't believe we have received any without notice. So we will now move to the formal part of the agenda, which is item 1.1, the Inverleigh Wind Farm submission. And the purpose of this report is to adopt Council's submission to the Minister for Planning on the Inverleigh Wind Farm proposal. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I think we have a slightly amended motion, if I could, which is up there. And should I read it out?
You could read that out.
Okay, Councillor. That Council adopts a submission to the Planning Permit Application PA 1800340 Inverleigh Wind Farm as attached in Appendix 1, incorporating the following amendments. 1, add including landowners impacted by the buffers to the end of point 2F and add and south in the last sentence of point 2A, and then 2, forward its submission to the Minister of Planning before the 20th of August 2018. I think there are also some just slight corrections around the Winchelsea times referred to
the reference star
and also correcting the Ngawari Association. No. Yeah, so that will just be
corrections which will occur.
Yeah, so that is the motion I'd like to move.
Do I have a seconder for that motion?
Happy to second.
Councillor McGregor. Councillor Smith, would you care to speak to the motion?
Yes. Look, I thank the people that have come in tonight and I appreciate your concerns and I do encourage you all to actually make your own submissions. We actually have made a submission where we're talking about things at a more general level. We're not the the party that will actually be approving this or otherwise, and I feel, you know, there's probably a lot there that you know, you'd like to actually be able to say and be able to impact, but there certainly isn't the opportunity necessarily to do that. And I hope DELP, when they consider things, to actually take into account all of those views. As a council, we are that it's right supportive of wind farms and the fact that it reduces carbon emissions. It reduces air pollution. It is a good renewable source, and this location that we're putting it is probably a very good location, very windy, as I can attest on last Monday. And it's also the employment opportunities in it. And I do recall someone actually wrote in and said that this would do nothing to council's goals around supporting the renewable energy targets, but it will, because we actually talk about what's produced within our shire. But the really thing that we actually really want to focus on is the fact that in DELP's guidelines and their guidelines about benefit sharing and community engagement around renewable energy, and they publish that, and I think that we've been let down as a community in terms of having a proper consultation process take place and allowing the voices of the community to be properly heard. And I understand investigation of what has happened in other areas such as Rokewood have been that the community has been engaged very early, has participated in and how things are planned, and actually have come up with an outcome that has been satisfactory to all of them. And I think we've been left short on this one, and I think that's something that we really do want to highlight. The issues that have been brought up around the properties and the lifestyle properties and the type of properties that are there is an important one, whether that's east and south, and that interface between broadacre farming and lifestyle. And I think the point that's made around the buffers too, and the fact that being able to, we know that in lots of other sorts of industries, the use of other people's land as buffers is it is common practice. However, to actually not share of any of the economic benefits that might arise as of that is somewhat unfair. And I know that when I was a director of the golf club down at Anglesey, there's a buffer there for Alcoa, and the golf club shared in and some economic benefit as a result. And it's really important to be good neighbours. And I'm not sure. Well. Not sure. I don't actually think you've been treated like good neighbours on that, and I think that's probably what the emphasis that we're actually trying to make in our submission is. So, there's a lot in there, but I think it's addressing the sorts of things that we can from a community sense and supporting you.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak for the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This has been a really difficult one for council, and we've weighed up a lot of pros and cons around it, and we can really appreciate the issues that the rural community has around wind farms. And it is a lot about that interface between some of the smaller lifestyle properties and, you know, having broader acre properties as well, and being in a farming zone, and how do we weigh up all of those sorts of things. I think it was really important to go out and visit the location, and I appreciate that other councillors who were able to go out and have a look, you know, gave me certainly feedback that there was nothing like actually being there, and we've relayed what we saw back to the other councillors as well. The thing that stands out for me in this is a complete lack of consultation that has occurred with the community.
community. To me, that's the big one, and that's been happening for years. And although, from what I understand, there might be day-to-day communications with the landholder involved, the developer themselves, the applicant, has actually not had any communication with community. And that's left us with a big failing in terms of maybe some things that could have been addressed. Now, we at this point in time, we don't know whether they could or could not have alleviated concerns. But I do think that if there were conversations already happening, there may have been discussions already about maybe changes to the height and location of turbines, concerns about visual impact being addressed to some degree, looking at buffer zones and how that could be shifted, or whether neighbours who were affected could be included in the overall benefit sharing of the use of their land as buffer, addressing concerns about the impact on use of the existing airstrip that's nearby. There are so many things here that still need to be worked through, and as I said, for me, it's really been quite disappointing of a lack of consultation. So around that, the consultation point, we've put that into the report. It might not stand out if you're sort of just looking through it, but it is in there, as are so many other things that we've highlighted that we would like to see happen. So our submission highlights concerns and note that DELP will have a look at those and consider them. But for me, point 3F, which talks about representatives conducting a site visit, we would really like to see. I think it's really important that they actually go out to get a true understanding of what the site looks like. You cannot tell from a picture on a piece of paper or a satellite image. So I think that's really important, and that's in our report, like I said, amongst many other things. And I certainly encourage residents who feel that they will be affected by this to make their submissions. And there's some of the things that I would also suggest that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion?
Just briefly, it is a difficult situation. We do support renewable energy, but we hear your voices and we've been out to see you, and we understand that it is it's difficult when you live close to structures that are going to be quite dominating on the landscape. I'd firstly just like to say that Mr. Peel's question around the buffer, it is something I'm really pleased that the amended motion includes, because I think what we're saying is that buffers where they intrude on neighbours' properties, it should be a point in the consultation process that enables the discussion around if your buffer's being used, is there going to be some benefit sharing involved in that? And there's been no opportunity for that discussion to take place, as far as I'm aware, and from what people have told us. And there has also been the issue where I know for many people it's around the specific locations of these turbines, which are significantly tall. So I think that I'm not saying anything new. I think both Councillor Smith and Councillor McGregor have said it very well. But I think it does need to be emphasised that our state government, if we are going to continue to embrace renewable energy and we are going to have these impressive or very large-scale turbines on our landscape near to where people live, we need to consider that the consultation phase, and it has to be embedded in any process, and you must be given that opportunity. I also think we do need to consider buffers and your rights and your ability to discuss benefit sharing, because obviously your land is being used as buffers in certain cases. So I think that it's good that we have highlighted these things, and I hope that in the process that state government, that are considered in the process and also is heard by our state government, and that they continue to improve the process for consultation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Coco. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close, Councillor Smith?
No, sorry.
No. I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you very much. There being no further items of business, I will now declare the meeting closed at 5:32 p.m. Thank you very much. Thank you, members of the gallery.